Greetings. I'm Savella Mann, and this is Why's That? Answering your questions about life in Southwest Michigan. Go to WMUK.org to tell us what makes you curious. Today, we're bringing you a fish story. Not a tall tale, but a question from listener and WMUK volunteer Maria Mackey. She's heard that Kalamazoo was once a globally renowned destination for fishing, especially for trout.
That the Arcadia Creek and Portage Creek, I had heard, were famous worldwide, and that people from the even royalty from around the world would come into Kalamazoo and stay at the Reed Hotel and fish our creeks and rivers.
And Maria wants to know if that's true. Let's start with the Kalamazoo River. Jay Wesley is the Lake Michigan Basin Coordinator for the Department of Natural Resources. He says archaeology shows that before Europeans arrived in the area, the Potawatomi ate sturgeon from the Kalamazoo and used their bones for tools.
They used fish called freshwater drum, channel catfish. So we knew that those were plentiful back in history, and figured that smallmouth bass, northern pike and walleye, and lots of different sucker species existed there.
But as Kalamazoo industrialized, the river changed. Dams made it hard for some fish to reproduce. The city used the river as a sewer, and factories opened to make auto parts, pharmaceuticals, and lots of paper.
And all of them discharged their wastewater into the Kalamazoo, and it became really polluted and really didn't support hardly any fish except common carp.
At one time, the river was actually proposed to be designated an industrial river, which meant it would have been dedicated to serving as a waste repository.
That's Dave Dempsey. He wrote a book about Michigan's environmental movement. By 1951, the state had declared the Kalamazoo all but dead. But Dempsey says citizens pushed back. People had protested the river's degradation as early as the 1920s.
Some were anglers, some were just people who cared about the river who were speaking out against the pollution and clamoring for some kind of government action.
Dempsey says after 40 years of protest, the state began to clean up the Kalamazoo, and it's made a big difference. The river is still dammed in places, and because of PCB pollution, you have to be careful what you eat from it. But the DNR's Jay Wesley says things have changed dramatically since the days when the Kalamazoo ran gray with paper pulp.
It went from really a dead river with nothing but carp to, I would call it, one of Michigan's most premier smallmouth bass fisheries.
That's how things went for the river. What about fishing in the streams that feed the Kalamazoo? The good news is that parts of those tributaries never got polluted like the river. That includes Augusta Creek, where it runs through the Kellogg Forest east of Richland. Richard Chamberlain is a member of the sporting group Trout Unlimited. At a quiet spot by a covered bridge, Chamberlain says he doesn't think we'd have much luck fishing for trout today. The water's about 70 degrees, and he says that's hot for a trout.
The warmer it gets, the more lethargic they get. They want it to be about 60 because that's got good oxygen content.
I asked Chamberlain Maria Mackey's question, if it's true that people once came from all around to fish in the Kalamazoo. Chamberlain says he doesn't think so, at least not for trout. He says streams up north and out west have much more to offer, though he still enjoys fishing here.
There's an old saying that trout only live in beautiful places.
Kalamazoo does have a place in fishing history as the original home of the Shakespeare Company, an innovator in fishing gear. And Chamberlain mentions Hedden, a pioneering tackle company formerly of Dowagiac.
So, yeah, it was a destination for manufacturing of fishing tackle and lures.
Kalamazoo might not be Michigan's premier fishing destination, but the DNR's Jay Wesley says anglers do travel to fish the Kalamazoo.
We have fishing guides that actually work the river, you know, through Kalamazoo, also up towards Marshall. The lower end of the river below Allegan is very popular. People come up here from Chicago.
Maria says she's glad to hear it.
Was bringing people in and giving people jobs as they're, you know, being guides and stuff, fishing guides.
One place you can always find fish is at the Wolf Lake Hatchery in Mattawan, where the DNR raises several species for stocking in various waters. At the hatchery's show pond, Maria shakes fish food pellets into the water and draws a crowd of splashing rainbow trout.
They're pretty. You can see the colors along the side.
When When you ask yourself, why is that, about something in Southwest Michigan, tell us about it at our website. For WMUK, I'm Savilla Mann.